really, that God created the angel and human beings. Among the teleconferences that I've given, a semester in length is a 12 series on the angels, angels and demons. How we better get to the roots of our faith. God created an angelic world. No size, no shape, no weight. Angels are real. I had one of my Marian catechists count the number of books currently in print on the angels in the United States. And I'm sure the number is not exhaustive. 158 books on the angels. And sadly, not a few written by those who don't have our Catholic faith, like good Billy Graham. 2 books, all about the angels, but not one word in either book about invoking the angels, praying to the angels. God is creator, made human beings. Have the heart of being a human being, unlike the material world in which we live, and that human beings have a mind and a will. And God endows human beings with a mind and a will. For what purpose? With their minds they might know Him. With their wills they might love and serve Him. And that, as I've said for years now, is the worst crime of criminal abortion. Depriving God of what He wants by creating human beings so they might be born, reach maturity, and be able, because they have a mind and a will, to know and love God. In the first article of the Creed, we profess to believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Or, in another creed, Creator of all things visible and invisible. But, over the centuries, in the first article of the Creed, the Church has always identified the intelligent beings that God created, angels and human beings, as endowed with a mind to know God, with a will to choose and love God, but as a condition for their eternal happiness. The meaning of justice in God has no meaning unless we believe that God created angels and human beings and endowed them with a free will. And is God endowing us with a free will? Not merely wants us. He demands of us that we use this will in knowing and doing His will. And then divine justice takes on meaning. I'm saying much more than my few words may seem to imply. There wouldn't be, we could not intelligibly speak of divine justice unless we first believe that the angels and we have a free will, and unless we use our free will to correspond with, dare I say, submit to the will of God, then God's justice takes over. We therefore believe this is the first article of the creed. We believe in sin. Now this needs to be emphasized, underlined, etched in bronze today. Not everything that we want to do does God want us to do. In one simple declarative sentence, sin is the created will acting contrary to the divine will. The angels sinned. That's why there's a hell. We have sinned. Ignatius tells us, never omit telling the retreatant that you speak to that they are sinners. My dear fellow sinners, good morning. And having sinned, then divine justice takes on meaning. I could not be more fundamental in sharing with you the basics of our faith. In other words, angelic creatures disobey the will of God. That's why there is a hell. Human beings, from the dawn of human creation, have disobeyed the will of God. That's why there is suffering. Except for sin, there will be no pain. To believe that is to know a lot, pardon me, an awful lot about our faith. We are still on the first article of the creed. Even as I'm speaking, I say to myself, Hardin, use your head. He told the retreatants they would spend one conference on each of the 12 articles of the creed. Don't you realize that each one of these articles deserves at least a semester, 15 hours a week of learning our faith. I'm asking, O Lord, expose in the Eucharist, to enlighten my mind, to share with you selectively those elements in each article of our faith that He knows better than I you need. God created a good world. It is sin that has brought on so much suffering, so much pain, so much tragedy. And as we anticipate the 21st century, how do we know that the world in which we live must be reformed? Reformed to what? Reformed to the state in which God, in His infinite wisdom, made the world and us to be. What a task we have on our hands. Before I close this meditation, let me be as clear as I can that having been created by God, having been destined by God to reach eternal beatitude with God in heaven, He is providing us with all the grace we need. N plus G equals H. Nature plus grace equals heaven. We need grace. We need divine help to reach our heavenly destiny. And by now we all know ourselves well enough to realize we cannot make it alone. We need God's help, otherwise known as divine grace. Whatever we do during these days of the retreat, beg God, Lord, enlighten my mind on what I should be doing that I am not doing, what I should not be doing that I am doing, so that reshaping my life according to your divine will, I may be, with all the sorrows and trials of this valley of tears, be happy, deep, deep down in the recesses of my soul, and reach that perfect happiness for which we were made. But our reaching heaven depends, dear Jesus, depends on our cooperation with your will. Give us the two graces we most need in life. The grace of light to know what you want, and the grace of strength to do it. So that, surrendering our minds and wills, here on earth to you. We may be embraced by you in that everlasting happiness which has no end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
O Mary, conceived without sin,
pray for us in every course of thee.